I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Congress is set to vote on a budget for the 2011 fiscal year. At the same time, the federal budget for 2012 is being introduced. Already, they know that $38 billion in cuts won't be enough for 2012, and that makes foreign aid an easy target. Food for the Hungry's Lucas Coach says even if all the food aid got cut, it wouldn't make a dent in the federal deficit. How the cuts will impact FH's programs is yet to be seen. But Coach notes that the real change happens when God's people respond with the hope of Christ.
It's not just going to be a matter of passing a few pieces of legislation, but it's really going to be God's people moving with an increased compassion to reach out for the poor.
Meanwhile, a controversial book could tear at the heart of missions. David Shibley with Global Advance says the book, written by a high-profile pastor, suggests that everyone will go to heaven despite their earthly response to Christ. But that makes missions almost irrelevant, so Shibley says,
I think it is far healthier, far better, and far safer to simply stay in the historic biblical tradition that is clear that people need a Savior, and that Jesus is that Savior, and that there is always an inherent urgency in the proclamation of the gospel.
And are you or a student you know looking for a summer internship? College students and recent graduates now have the opportunity to do more than just file papers. World Hope International is offering several opportunities this summer and fall. Interns are needed for Hope Corps research and spiritual formation and children's programs. Our website has the details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD so you can see how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.